somebody shows you something.
Yes.
And see, I've learned over the past few years, I've learned that when it really means something to me or it's of utmost importance mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. I pray internally
yeah.
to my Heavenly Father, because the devil can't hear mm-hmm. inside me.
Yeah.
He can't hear the conversation yeah. that I do inside me. The only thing he can hear, he can hear is what you say out your mouth.
That's right.
Therefore, when you have mm-hmm. when I have something that's really aggravating me yes. or bothering me or I'm yes. having an issue with it, I go internally and I take it to my Father. Mm-hmm. And then I expect and wait
yes.
with expectation,
yes.
the answer.
Wow.
Yesterday, it was red across my forehead. Now, how silly does that sound? Really? I mean, how silly right. does it sound to go put red lipstick across your forehead at your
yes.
hairline?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Yes.
But if I don't. But you know what? I don't need it to make sense to Monica.
That's right. That's good. That's good.
If he showed it to me, yes. I take it.
Yes.
I believe it.
That's right.
And I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And I'm going to wait with expectations.
That's right. Amen, sister. And you know what it makes me think about is even... Did things not seem peculiar to Jesus? I mean, when he went and spit on mud and rubbed it in somebody's eye? I mean, you know, that's a little weird, right? And so he said, I only do what I see my Father do.
So if y'all see me with red lipstick on my head, don't worry about me. I'm fine. I'm waiting with expectations, okay? If Elk City, if you see me with red lipstick on my forehead...
I'm fine. And you know what this is? It's kingdom mentality to always go to the Father first. So our mindset is like we run to everybody else or we just do what we think is best in the kingdom of darkness. But in the kingdom of life, in the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of God, we always go to our King. So we go to him. And what you're doing is you're going from the Spirit to him. You said I'm talking to him in here. That's the Spirit. She's talking to the Lord through the Spirit man. That's what's happening. So it's kingdom mentality. Yeah.
I don't care how silly I look to people.
Yeah. You got to lay your own reputation down.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I have.
Do you see me care?
No, really. Because if you do, I want to get it out.
I don't see any. I love you. You're so funny. Oh, man, that's so good. All right, let's pray. Saints, pray with us. We know that one puts 1,000 to flight, but 2, 10,000. So what can we do if we all gather together right now and begin to pray? Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to lift up to you Skylar Cook's daughter, Aubrey. Father, you know that she fell from the horse. Father, in fact, you know the end from the beginning. So, Father, you know what you knew this day was coming. And I thank you that your word teaches us that you even went ahead of us and supplied what we need for this day. God, everything that Aubrey needed is already provided. And so I thank you, Jesus, for watching over her and keeping her. Father, you know she's battling a concussion. And I thank you that we're seated with you in heavenly places. And we're not praying to heaven. We're praying from heaven with the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus. And so in Jesus' name, Father, we put our sweet little sister Aubrey to you. God, we put her up before you. We remind you of her. And God, we speak over Aubrey's life and we say, Aubrey, you shall live and not die. We rebuke this concussion in Jesus' name. Right now, we loose the healing blood of Jesus on Aubrey, and we command this swelling to go down in Jesus' name. We thank you, body, for responding to take care of her, but we speak right now to this brain, and we command it to all swelling to decrease right now, to leave and leave her body alone in Jesus' name. We say she will recover, and she will have a full recovery in Jesus' name. We rebuke all side effects, anything that any... after effects of this, we rebuke those in Jesus' name and say she is healed and whole by the stripes on Christ Jesus' back. Right now, we lift up before you, Father Joe and Neva. God, we love these two so much. Father, we wouldn't be sitting here today if it wasn't for this couple. Father, they have fought for your, they've went and done your kingdom work. They've fought to stand for your truth. God, they've stayed in the battle. Father, they don't move. They are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And God, I always look to Neva and think, you know what? When I get to her age, I hope I'm the same way. Father, I want to be just like Neva. Father, I want to be a woman of God who does not stop. It doesn't matter what comes your way. She continues to walk steadfast, constantly doing your work. Father, with joy, in that joy unspeakable and full of glory, walking in the peace of God, walking in the Holy Spirit, doing everything He's calling her to do. So, Neva, wherever you are today, we just loose unto you and Joe that peace of God that passes all understanding and will guard your heart. God, you two are full of faith anyway, but we loose unto you just a fresh dose of that peace of God, a fresh outpouring of a strengthening of your faith. That the Bible says we live by the faith of the Son of God. So we loose the faith of Jesus Christ unto you right now. That in those moments when you feel tired and weary and you think, is anything going to get better? Yes, it is. God says that you have good things coming ahead of you, because He said He takes even the bad and works them for good. So we loose the good plans of God, the good works of God over Neva and Joe's life to them right now. We loose the strength of God to Joe. His body is in rehabilitation, and we thank you, God, that you are the strength of Joe's life. And so right now, we call on that strength to begin to manifest in Joe's body, that it will overtake the weakness of his fleshly body. Father, we thank you that the spirit is stronger than the flesh. God, the word says, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is not. It's willing. It is definitely indeed strong in the Lord and able to do what we cannot do. So we thank you, Father, for the strength of the Lord right now being imparted to Joe's physical body. God, we thank you for this, just the refreshment to his spirit, his soul, and his body. Father, that he is being encouraged right now. We loose the encouragement of Holy Spirit to him. Angels, go and strengthen Joe's spirit, that he would be strengthened even in a spiritual man right now. God, that he would just feel encouraged in his soul. And Father, we thank you that he will come out of that rehabilitation center. We say every lie that would say he would stop there, we rebuke that in Jesus' name. He's coming up and out of that place. He's going to come home in Jesus' name. That's not his final place. He's coming home. And then his final place is heaven, where we're all going. And so God, I thank you, Father, that right now you are doing a work in him, and we stand in agreement with this couple that he will get rehabilitated quickly and come out of there in Jesus' name. And Father, right now, we lift up these unspoken prayer requests for Mama Eva and Rachel. Father, you know what's going on in both of their lives. And Father, I thank you that you care tenderly for them. Father, that everything they're dealing with, Father, is not taking you by surprise. But Father, we loose your good plans to both of them. We loose your will into their life. We loose the blood of Jesus. Okay, we send the blood of Jesus right now to every one of these people that we've lifted up, because the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that we love not our lives unto death. So right now, we loose the blood of Jesus into every one of these situations, and we ask you, blood of Jesus, to cry out on their behalf. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaks better things. It speaks better things. If the rocks cry out, the blood cries out. And thank you that the blood of Jesus cries out better things. So blood of Jesus, go and cry out on behalf of every one of these people we've lifted up before you. And right now we speak the word over every one of these situations, that God is working good in every one of these situations. That God, your word said that whatever evil has come against us, you're changing it, you're turning it around, you're using that thing like a cake mix, you're stirring it together, and it's going to bring out goodness. And so Father, right now we loose your good plans into every one of these situations. And Father, we testify that good things are coming out of everything they're facing. That God, your will is coming to pass. We loose the kingdom of God, the will of God, into every one of these situations. And Father, we loose, that's what it is when we say we love not our lives unto death. We come over the enemy when we love not our lives unto death, which is really just to say, not our will, but thy will be done. God, no matter what comes, we choose your will, and we loose your will into the hearts of every one of these people who are battling things, that, Father, they would know your will, and they would walk in your will, that, God, you would cause them to walk in your ways and will, and guess what? Then the glory comes after, and I thank you for it, God. We expect good things to come out of every one of these situations, because, Father, you have come into it, and when the kingdom of God comes into something, when the life of God comes into something, when the presence of God comes into something, nothing can stay the same, but good things spring up. Hope springs up. Joy springs up. Life springs up. And so, God, we give you all glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And then one of our listeners, okay, and one of my friends, Mia, she has an unspoken prayer request for her son.
Okay. Father, we want to lift up Mia's son. God, I thank you that your word tells us, Mia, listen, because the word says that, it says, remember, guys, we have to stand on the word. This is never about just saying whatever we want to say. It's the word of God that the enemy will bow to. And so right now we bring the word of God to this situation. In fact, let me just say this, guys, that when the Bible says, I'm going to teach something here real quick, and then we're going to pray about it, okay? Because we got time. I mean, we got time. We're just going to preach it, okay? The Bible says that that we have a weapon. Mia, you have a weapon. That weapon is the sword of God, okay? It's the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God, okay? Now, the Bible tells us that that word is a double-edged sword, okay? Now, when you look at it, it actually says a double-mouthed sword, okay, which is so bizarre, okay? When you actually read the meaning of it, it says a double-mouthed. Okay, so our weapon that we defeat the enemy with is a double-mouthed weapon. Forever, I was like, I don't even know what that means. It means there's two mouths. It means the word of God is coming out of two mouths. Mia, the word of God came out of whose mouth? God's mouth. That's why we call it the word of God. It came out of God's mouth. But you are only using your weapon when you speak it out of your mouth. You're the double. You're the two. You're the second. Until you speak the word of God, it's not being used. The sword isn't being used. God said a lot of people are treasuring the word. They read the word. They love the word. They memorize the word, but they don't speak the word. And so it means they're not using their sword. It's time to get your sword, woman of God, and start using it like never before. When you use the word of God, you are using your weapon, and it is effective. And let me tell you like this, when it talks about the sword, it also says this about the sword. The actual meaning says it is a judicial punishment. So every time you take the word of God to the situation over your son's life, you are actually serving the devil his judicial punishment that God rendered in the courts of heaven. Glory to God. That's a whole nother teaching. Can I tell you the revelations that God has given us in this hour? Saints, there's no better time to be alive. I'm telling you, you seek God, the revelations they're just flooding the earth in this hour. And so it's the judicial punishment, Mia. Every time you speak the word that God has said over your son's life, you are actually serving the devil notice to remind him you have been defeated. And the word of God says this, and it's the judgment's already been rendered, Satan, so you don't win in this situation. And he has to shrink back and run away. The word of God is the final say over this. So let's pray. Father, we lift up Mia's son, and I thank you that the word of God, so Mia, you're going to get into the word of God, and you're going to search for scriptures concerning your children, and you're going to stand on them, and you're going to speak them out of your mouth to the enemy, and you're going to put him in remembrance that he's a defeated foe, and that he has no right to your children. He has no right to your son. The Bible says that God will cause your seed to love him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's part of his word. Go and find it. I think it's in the Old Testament. I can't remember offhand where it's at. But the word says that he will cause your seed. God will cause your seed because you love God, Mia. He's going to cause your seed to love God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so right now, we put the devil in remembrance. Satan, we put you in remembrance right now that Mia's son belongs to her. And Mia loves you with all loves the Lord God Almighty with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength. She's come into the kingdom of God. She's transferred into the kingdom of light. She's not under your jurisdiction no more, Satan. She's not under your power no more, Satan. And because of that, you have to let her go. You can't hold her. And because her seed, her posterity, her children, they belong to her. They came with her into the kingdom of God. They came with her in the kingdom of heaven. And because of that, they don't know it yet, but God promised he would come in and he would cause her children to even love him. They would love him. So right now, we put you in remembrance, Satan, that that's God's promise. Our king gave us that promise. And so we claim that right now, that you don't have a hold on her son anymore, that he is called according to the kingdom of God. He is to love God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God said he'd do that. So we take that and we claim it right now. And we say, me, his son, loves God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, because God's causing that to wake up in him. Let me tell you that when it begins to work, it works within, and you're not going to see it, Mia. It's hidden. It's hidden. A seed goes in the ground, and you don't see that thing until it springs up out of the earth. So right now, you know that we were made of the dirt of the earth. God said that he formed man from the dust of the earth. He is the soil that the word of God, the seed, has been placed in. And so we know that the word of God is more powerful than anything else, and we sowed that seed into that soil of your son's heart. Go and sow the seed into his heart. Begin to speak it over him. Speak it over him. And as you speak it over him, it's getting into the soil of the earth of your son. And it's going to spring up, and it has to manifest. And so we call every seed, every word of God that's been sown into Mia's son, to spring up and begin to spring up out of him, that she would begin to see the manifestation. But until you see it, Mia, you're walking by faith. You say, I sowed it. Boy, those who sow in tears reap in joy. And he said, everything you're sowing is coming back. He said, my word don't go out and return void, but it accomplishes what I sent it forth. Daughter, you are the voice that has to send it forth. You are the voice that's going to loose it into your child's life. You are the one. It does you no good to read it unless you're going to speak it. When you speak it, you sow the seed and you shut the enemy down. And so we've spoken it today, that whatever is going on in Mia's son's life, we are covering it with the blood of Jesus. We loose the blood of Jesus to go and cry out for her son. I thank you that the blood of Jesus cries mercy, mercy, mercy. Forgive him, Father. He don't know what he's doing. Forgive him. So we loose forgiveness on this young man. We loose hope into this man. We loose the strength of God into this man. We loose the great grace of God into him, that he might be saved, that he'd come out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. We loose it on him. And God, I thank you and praise you that we're testifying that that boy's coming in. Mia, you let it come out of your mouth. It's got to come out of your own mouth. When you do it, you draw a line in the sand. When you start saying, hey, my son is as good as saved, because God promised me that he would cause him to love him with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. So you're speaking by faith, not what you see, daughter. People won't understand it. But when you begin to say, my son's saved, set free, and holy, he's set apart unto God. They say, but I saw him the other night, and he was out doing all kinds of trouble and causing all kinds of issues all over the place. You say, oh, I know. I live by faith, daughter. I live by faith. And the Word of God tells me that God is in the process of making him love him. So I'm just declaring by faith what I know is coming. And when it comes, you're going to stand back and go, woo, wow, it did come. She did get what she asked for, because she stood on the word of God. So we claim him for the kingdom of God today. And God, we give you all glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barbadise and Ford Elk City, only at barbadiseandford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting.
Sorry, I forgot to turn the mic back up. I was frazzled.
That's all right.
One of our sponsors is the Refuge Church. They are located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is the pastor there. Now, before we get back to the message, would you be kind enough to share with the people any information that you would like about your church?
Thank you, sweetie. Okay, we start services at Sunday at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, we do have all ages of the kids, so please come. 10:45, we start our Sunday morning service, and we're so excited to announce that we have a children's church now. They are called Submerge, okay? This is so cute, because the teen group is called Merge, okay? So they said they called them Submerge.
That's
I just
cute.
Said, oh, this is adorable. But they're getting submerged in the truth of God, amen, into the to the Word of God. And so getting a good foundation for these children. So come join us for that. Also, we have Sunday evening service, which is at 6 p.m., we also have Tuesday night prayer. If you need prayer at all, we start at 6 o'clock, and we're usually there till about 8. I mean, but we've even gone as long as 9. It's open for soaking prayer, but it's also open for personal prayer. So if you want to come and be prayed for, we're there and we're available to pray. The Wednesday night service, we have the teen merge group, as well as we have the young group, the submerge group. We've got a young group there, and we do adult Bible study as well. That starts at 7 p.m. And so come join us. Man, we like to say come where the glory of God changes everything. But I'm just so excited to see what God's doing in this hour in his body as a whole, not just at the Refuge, but in every place. I'm seeing him everywhere, and it is just it's an exciting time to be a part of the church, the bride of Christ. Amen. It's me. Okay, I'm jumping in. Okay, all right. So I know we've kind of been all over the place today, but God is teaching us about the kingdom of God. And just like we said, and I'm going to get ready to close because I want to try to keep this, the Bible study part that we've had under an hour, and just because Neva's asked me to do that. So Neva, I'm trying, okay? Anyway, but what I'll say is we've been discussing the kingdom of God. let me say this, and we're going to get ready to close. I shared this yesterday. This was a revelation to me, that something that God's brought me into. But I want us to grab a hold of this, that let's look at James 3:15 real quick. James 3:15, I should already turn there. It says this. Well, actually, I'm going to back up. We'll just back up to 13, okay? It says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation," which also means behavior, "his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish." So what I want you to understand, something the Lord's been teaching us, is that there is a wisdom that's from above, and there is a wisdom that is from beneath, okay? And what I want to say to you is that the wisdom that is does not line up with what God's word says is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Have you ever thought about that? It's like anything that does not line up with God's word and is so-called wisdom, it's actually demonic. I said, whoa, okay. So let me help you understand. He said he's bringing us out of the mindset of the kingdom of darkness. This is what he's teaching us about the kingdom for. He's saying, I want you to begin to understand the truth that sets you free. Begin to repent. Think differently. Begin to come into the mindset of the kingdom of God. One of the things we don't understand is that we've got to have our minds renewed. When we come in, we're born again immediately, but we need our minds renewed. Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells us this. We've got to have our minds renewed. Why? Because we are still having mindsets, customs, behaviors, thinking like the kingdom of darkness. And that includes the wisdom we walk in. And we've got to transfer to the kingdom of light's wisdom, the wisdom that's above. So let me say it like this. It goes back to, what is your philosophies? What are your ideologies? What are your beliefs? Do they line up with God's word? And I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again today. When I was younger, it was a common thing that people would always say, follow your heart. It'll never steer you wrong. It was literally, I mean, they still got it on signs. You can walk into places. It's everywhere. You can walk into a home decor store and they've got signs and it'll be an arrow and it says, follow your heart. Okay. And so let me tell you, I got into that. I believed it. It was like, well, if I feel it in my heart, it must be right. Okay. But when I started getting into the word of God, guess what the word of God taught me? It said, the heart above all things is deceitful. I said, okay, it really challenged my ideology, my thinking of like, follow your heart. It'll never steer you wrong. But the word of God said it would, that it actually lies to me, that it deceives me. Okay, the kingdom of darkness is under the deceiver. He's the ruler. Okay, I see it. Everything he's doing is setting me up to keep me bound up in a lie. And so this is one of the ways it happens. We don't even realize we got these ideas and these thoughts that are absolutely contrary to what God teaches. He didn't tell us to follow our heart. He told us to follow Jesus. And then Jesus said, I'm going to go to the Father. And he said, but I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to send you a helper. He's going to be your guide. That's Holy Spirit. So now you are following Holy Spirit. Okay? Do you see? We've got to get into the word to be set free from the mindsets and the beliefs of the kingdom of darkness that are keeping us in bondage. See, so the Lord has been teaching us about this. And so I'm going to say this one and then we're going to really close. This is what the Lord was saying to me. He said, Tammy, he said, many of my people don't understand this. And he said, I want people to understand that I didn't call you into a religion. I called you into the kingdom. He said, I first called you into my family. He said, and then I said, I gave my kingdom to my children, my sons and daughters. So he said, you came into a kingdom. He said, I told you to go preach the gospel of the kingdom, but I got a lot of people who are preaching the gospel of religion. Let me explain this. Boy, I know it'll ruffle some feathers. I get it, but please hear me when I say this. You cannot just run because it ruffles your feathers. You got to take it and hold it to the word of God and ask God to help you understand if he's showing you something here or if I'm in error. I'm telling you, don't just take what I say. You better take what I say and hold it to the Word of God and make sure it's truth, because anyone can lead you astray. And I believe when people lead you astray, they don't mean to. They're not trying to. They often have bought a lie and they didn't know it. And they're just simply going with what they've believed. And so that's why we have to always look at the Word of God. But let me help you understand this. The Lord said this. He said, I was blown away. I was on a walk one day. I was with God. We were talking. And he said, Tammy, anything that is contrary to my word is a lie. And he said, it's under the kingdom of darkness. And the way that Satan keeps his captives is by lying to them. He keeps their eyes blinded through the lie. So the minute they get the truth, if they'll receive it as truth, they get a little bit of light. And they can begin to see. They come out of that place of darkness. And so he said this. He said, Tammy, the world, go look it up. Go look up Christianity. It's called a religion. Go look up world religions. Christianity will be in it. And the Lord said, Tammy, I didn't say that. He said, I never one time called Christianity a religion. I said, that's true. Okay. He said, Tammy, he said, the enemy has used this as a way to lie to the body of Christ. He said, he's lumped you in. He's lumped you in Christianity, Mormonism, Judaism, Islam. He's put you in with all the religions. And he got you to settle down and believe you were a part of a religion. And he said, now what happens when you don't understand that you are a part of a family who has a kingdom, and you start operating like you're somebody who has come into a religion? He said, now you sit down and you start operating like a religious organization. He said, all of a sudden, you start defending a religion instead of your faith. Wait, is faith not the same thing as religion? No. Faith is something that you believe in, and what our faith is in Jesus Christ. We put our faith in Jesus Christ, not in Christianity. Now, I know that boy can get some things stirred up. But I'm telling you, we put our faith in Jesus. And Jesus called us into a family who got a kingdom. And so if the devil can keep us in a religion, what happens is now we start fighting other religions. Do you understand this? We start fighting other religions. And we start declaring our religion is the only religion and your religion is not right. And while I believe that's true, it's not a religion. It was a kingdom. It was a family who came into a kingdom. And here's the key. Here's why God wants us to understand the devil kept us under this lie. Because he said, the devil is a kingdom. He's over the kingdom of darkness. And if he can keep you in a religious mindset, you won't oppose his kingdom. All of a sudden, when you don't understand you're the only other opposing kingdom, if he can get you to sit down in religion, you don't know who you are. You don't know where you came from. You don't know your assignment, that you were sent as an ambassador in the earth to represent the kingdom of heaven that opposes the kingdom of darkness. And if he can get you under the lie you're in a religion, you'll sit down and wait till God calls you home, and you won't rise up and defend the kingdom of God and push back the kingdom of darkness, which is who you are and what you were called to do in this hour. Children, daughters, sons, bride of Christ, church, it's time to rise up. We are the opposing kingdom, and the enemy tried to get us to not understand that. He tried to get us to buy the lie so we wouldn't rise up. Don't you know, if in the time of the kingdoms, when they had the kingdom of all these kingdoms, you know, in that time when they had kings and queens, and it was the normal customs of the day, and everybody was a kingdom. Don't you know they were all working to be the only kingdom. They were working to subdue all other kingdoms. Can I tell you that our king has done it? He subdued the only other kingdom that there was. It's the kingdom of darkness. He took it over, praise God. He subdued it. He stamped out the ruler of that kingdom, glory to God. He said he put down the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. He put them under his feet, glory to God. It's already been done, and now we are just simply walking it out and pushing back, and we are reminding the devil he is judged and that Jesus is the true ruler that reigns over him, glory to God. And I'm telling you right now, you're a part of the kingdom that is already victorious. But if you don't know it, you will live defeated, and you will sit down in religion, and you will buy that lie, and you'll just wait for God to come get you. You'll say, we're just waiting for the sweet by and by. But I tell you, God said, no, child, you were meant for more. You are of the opposing kingdom. You're actually of the victorious kingdom. And it's time that you begin to rise up like that bride I saw that come up out of the earth. And she rose up to the heavens. And the Lord said, she's getting to know who she is now. And she's not going to be lied to anymore. And she's pulling the wool off of the wolf, right? That's what she's doing, Monica. She's pulling it off. And it's time, guys, it's time to rise up in your God-given kingdom authority as sons and daughters of the Most High and live and walk and breathe and talk and think like the kingdom you're a part of. Mm-hmm. And watch it begin to change everything around you. Glory to God, that's who you are. Amen.
Amen. We're called to be a remnant, not to join a religion.
That's good.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we are to be a remnant.
Yes.
Because this planet, where we're at, is the closest some of us are going to get to hell.
Wow.
And it is also the closest some are going to get to heaven.
Yes.
God has called us to be a true remnant.
Wow.
Of his son, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
We are to be as close like him as we possibly can.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
Laying aside what we think, how we feel, and all that other stuff.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I will say this, and I know we're going over, but I'll say it, I had shared this yesterday, the Word of God does not, like we said, call Christianity a religion. It actually, I think, in the New Testament, I was looking it up, and if I remember correctly, there's only 5 times it references religion. And the only time, it 4 of those times, it references it as when Paul's talking about when he used to be a part of the Jews' religion. The word religion actually means ceremonial observances and customs, traditions. Okay? So he was a part of that, but he came out of that. And then it says, the only other time it says pure and undefiled religion before the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself unspotted from the world. Now listen to me. That means that's the only religion that God even acknowledges as pure. Everything else has been corrupted and tainted with man's ways, man's thoughts, junk. And so the Lord said that's the only one that he even sees as pure. That's it. So that's God's word. He did not call us to a religion. We're a remnant. And we are to go out and preach the kingdom of God. And the enemy's been holding us back from preaching the kingdom of God because it caused us to be confused and not actually oppose his kingdom. See, when we only preach religion, we'll never oppose a kingdom. We'll oppose another religion. And that's it. So praise God for his truth, his revelation. He's setting us free in this hour. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be alive in this hour.
Yes.
Amen.
It is an exciting time to be alive.
It is.
We always appreciate you coming and sharing. and bringing us some powerful tools for our warfare.
Yes. Amen.
And was the warrior bride wearing combat boots?
You know, I didn't see her feet.
Just really, because that book from Jeremiah Johnson came out recently,
okay,
and on the cover, she's wearing combat boots.
Oh,
so.
Wow, I love it. That's so cute. That's adorable.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey, y'all have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.